It's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. We got the biggest World War III news yet breaking in just minutes.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it.
A big boy press conference.
Much, much, big boy.
Oh, I am a big boy, a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Oh, I am a big boy.
They are describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference.
Much, much, big boy.
Oh, I am a big boy, a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
2, 10, 12, 15. Oops, stepping on them. There's black.
One way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
Uh-oh. It's Thursday, July 11th, 2024, and all hell's breaking loose. You're listening to the number one independent media transmission promoting freedom worldwide, The Alex Jones Show.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Well, I thought we'd air some funny stuff at the start of the show. So we don't want to be total Debbie Downers here. But boy, did they go up the threat escalation Rand Corporation war game ladder to Armageddon a couple more steps. Well, NATO has officially announced that they are moving long-range missiles up to the border with Russia. And that, of course, violates a bunch of treaties that the U.S. and Russia have not been following now for 5 years. And Russia has vowed, quote, military response to U.S. missile deployment plans. That's why I put the headline out on X at Real Alex Jones that this is a emergency transmission, because this is insanely dangerous. We'll be going over all of that today. European countries like Germany have been forced to water down compulsory military draft plans after massive backlash, but they're getting ready for full war. NATO is saying they're bracing for Russian invasion, which is totally preposterous. NATO knows damn well they started this whole thing. But now they've had speeches at the UN with the WEF censorship czar saying they need internet censorship because people aren't supporting the Ukraine war. Thousand-year-old Notre Dame, not the one in Paris, but another one in France, has been lit on fire, and the police are saying it looks like another religious attack as the loving Islamists burn down every church they can. This is footage I sent earlier this morning. Now they've got footage of the fire shooting out the top. We'll get to that a little bit later. True marvels of engineering and beautiful human architecture now turn into Islamic Roman candles as they celebrate their ongoing conquest and usurpation of the once fabulous West. I'm Alex Jones, dug in Central Texas, fighting to the end, victory or death. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You found it. The front lines in the fight for truth and human liberty, justice, and security. Fighting for the once great free world. Hold a remnant in place so we can rebuild. It is Thursday, July 11th. 2024, and we're going to have open phones yet again today. And the Doug Mackey, famously sentenced to federal prison for making a meme about Hillary Clinton, will be joining us to talk about all things censorship in the third hour. Again, ladies and gentlemen, let's put that back on screen. How many days out we are from the election? You're saying, wait, we're only 116 days out. Why do you have a bigger number on screen? Because we're technically 116 days, 12 hours, 52 minutes, 53 seconds. But put the larger number up. We are 192 days, 12 hours, 52 minutes, and 44 seconds until Trump being sworn in on the south side of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., or Mordor on the Potomac, as it's popularly known. That's the real date, is 192 days, because they are going, if Trump's able, the American people are able to override all the fraud, they are going to come in with everything they've got and create massive civil unrest, financial collapse, you name it. In my view, that is what they're planning. And I predicted the last 79 days of hell. So once we get to the election, there will be 79 days of craziness. And then I would not expect it to stop after that. Now, we have a lot of incredibly powerful news and information today. They are definitely going to try, and are already in the middle of, a bird flu and new COVID scare that I've been telling you was coming, according to my federal sources, since last year. And it's now happening. Massive news on that front. Three large stacks. We have Russia vowing military response to U.S. missile deployment into Western Europe with long-range and medium-range missiles. We have the ongoing Soros plan, not just here but in Europe, to destabilize and create massive crime waves. We have a lot of economic news and attacks on free speech news and Ben Shapiro's testimony to Congress about censorship yesterday, and everybody's attacking Ben Shapiro right now. Conservatives are. And look, we need all the help we can get getting Trump elected. He's come around to supporting Trump. He's now suddenly discovered censorship and is against it. He did a good job testifying about the censorship that's going on, but he never really told them that he was involved in it. But that's fine. If he's suddenly against it, I just see that as a sign of victory and success. And he did, as usual, wipe the floor. It's not hard to do, but he is smart. He's well-spoken. Let's not take that away from him. From Eric Swallowswell and other communist Chinese spies, he got questioned by multiple known communist Chinese spies. So we'll talk about that in the third hour with our guest, dealing with this. And all I'm saying is it seems to be like a free-for-all attacking Ben Shapiro and attacking Jordan Peterson right now. And it's not my job to defend those guys, but I think Jordan Peterson does a lot more good than he does harm. He's come around to our way of view on the New World Order. So I see it like Elon Musk. If they're coming around to our side, I really think that it's entertaining and interesting to attack them. But people ask why I don't do it. I've had a lot of people yesterday and today say, why aren't you attacking Ben Shapiro or Jordan Peterson with all the controversies with them? And look, I love Harrison Smith. I love Owen. I don't tell them what to say. I hired them because I like them. I think they're smart. I think they genuinely believe what they're saying. They're right about almost everything. And it's a difference of perspective. People say, well, why isn't, you know, people like Owen Schroyer and Harrison saying some things different than Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is saying some different things than them? Because it's not a cult. That they don't get in a room every day, and I tell them what to say, and you know, then we go down the line. In fact, I reposted Owen. In fact, let's get that clip. I forgot to send it to you. Really going after Ben Shapiro yesterday, and I think that's an important perspective. I'm not saying he should stop doing it. I'm simply saying you don't see me spending a lot of time on that because I'm just dealing with the totally open borders and World War III and the fentanyl deaths and the world government and the Satanism and the pedophilia. And by the way, my hosts all cover that too. I'm just explaining my perspective of where I come from on this. And I saw a lot of criticism, not just by my crew, but by other people of Shapiro's testimony. So I got up about 4 a.m. this morning, and I decided to watch over an hour and a half of the testimony, and I thought he did a good job exposing how they're censoring us. So, yeah, he's been on the enemy team, and he's supported censorship and the poison shots, but he's coming around. So I see that as a sign of victory, that he is a gatekeeper, has been unable to gatekeep conservatives, and his audience is now demanding he be a big boy. And so we're always excited for people to become big boys here, and we like to see everybody sound like Alex Jones from 20 years ago today. And then they'll catch up to the Alex Jones of today that knows even more next week, because the growth curve of awakening is so incredibly fast. Now, that said, we are the most attacked, most demonized broadcast in the world, not by fellow populists or Christians or conservative. We've got almost universal support there, and that's great. People get, like, we're really trying to stop the New World Order here, and we really do our research. We have a lot of amazing guests on, a lot of great reporters and researchers and pundits here at InfoWars. But I do need to remind listeners that after Trump, we're numero uno target. So we need your prayer. We need your word of mouth to spread the articles, videos, and reports. Without you, we're nothing. And we need your financial support and our great sponsor with amazing products you need, all the great nano silver, colloidal silver products, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. So if you want to stand with the tip of the spear and be part of the tip of the spear, spread the article, spread the videos, give us intel, give us commentary, send us news tips, pray for the show, buy the products at drjonesnaturals.com or 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call InfoWars and get great products as well. There's a big sale going on there, upwards of 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and at drjonesnaturals.com. 57% off on the highest quality 30 parts per million nano silver as a loss leader in the store. The same stuff, private labeled by Whole Foods, sells for $30 retail, $24 discounted. We usually sell it for discounted down to $19.95, but usually it's about $22, $23 when we at regular price. We're selling it. Oh, I guess they just removed the sale from 57% off. Oh, sorry. I didn't know my dad changed that since yesterday. Well, the point is there's a lot of great products at drjonesnaturals.com. That means the colloidal silver is about to sell out, the fact that it went to 33% off. I know they were selling out of it quick. So there you go. All right. Here's what I want to do. I just mentioned to you a lot of what's coming up today. And we've got a lot of big election news that I want to hit first. And I've done the research. I've interviewed the experts. Anybody can check this. I mean, it's not like I'm telling you some big secret. It looks like they've waited too long and really can't even replace Biden if they follow the law. But they're basically saying they're not going to follow the law and are still going to try to force him to leave. That's going to be spectacular. And then it truly will not be a real election. So if you're not having a real election, the law is publicly being violated, and you've got a selected candidate, and all the federal laws are violated, isn't that in a way canceling the election? I mean, it's still going to go forward, but it won't be a real election. Trump had to jump through all the proper constitutional hoops, all the criminal and civil cases, all the lawfare, all the debanking, all the attacks. And then the other side hands the nomination to Biden, doesn't have any debates, rigs the primaries. Now they're trying to remove him, even though his name will still be on the ballot. They're saying they don't care. And then they're just going to try to force that through. I mean, that is beyond bonkers. And there's a good breakdown on it at Gateway Pundit. Remember, it may already be too late for Democrats to replace Joe Biden as 24 candidate without surrendering several battleground states. Document included. So I want to go over some of the numbers on that. But here though, is the really big, gigantic takeaway. And we've got 8 clips, okay, of Democrats reading off the same script in Congress yesterday and today, and their opposition to the SAVE Act that would just make you show an ID that you're a citizen to vote. And not just stuff, you know, hundreds of ballots at midnight into a box and then they're all filled out for Joe Biden. So a huge stack of news on that front that we're going to be breaking down here in just a moment. But before I do that, I also wanted to remind listeners that we'll be doing a deep dive on the concerted attack on free speech worldwide and all the different angles to that in the third hour today. But I feel like before I cover this election news, and there's a lot of it, that it's very important to understand that the Democrat Party deep state is in total turmoil and is in a civil war with themselves. And a lot of people are celebrating that. But at the same time, we should be politically engaged and praying and getting ready, because it is ultra, ultra dangerous to have that type of situation unfolding. So we'll do the deep dive on the election and play you the most incredible clips yet, where the Democrats openly say, if you don't let illegal aliens vote, you're racist. So they've gone from no illegals are voting, which of course they are in mass, to now, yes, you've got to let them vote or you're racist. So flip of a switch, a 180 bat turn, they are now saying this. But first, I want to show why they're in such panic mode. Daily Show, CNN had the same thing happen last week, shocked as half of black voters in a focus group are backing Trump. And that's what the numbers are showing, almost 50%, and a lot of pollsters believe a lot of blacks are embarrassed they're going to vote for Trump and are afraid of community pressure. But as it becomes clear that the majority support Trump, he could get 60% or more. And that's what's coming out of New York polls right now, is that New York State and New York City are now in play, and New York is a battleground state. That's how big this political realignment is. Here's the Daily Show report.
What up, world? It's Josh Johnson, full-time Daily Show correspondent and full-time black guy. But more than that, I'm also a part-time voter. Now, black voters have been the backbone of elected Democratic presidents since Bill Clinton went on Arsenio. In fact, 91% of black voters voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and 92% voted for Joe Biden last election. So why does this year feel
different.
New polling shows 23% support among black voters for former President Trump. That's up 19 points since the 2020 election.
Contrary to popular belief, not all black people know each other. So in order to find out how all black people felt about Trump, I got six from the tri-state area to ask, do we f*** with Trump?
Okay, so who will you be voting for in 2024? Daryl.
Do I have to say his name? I don't want to, but more than likely, it's going to be Trump.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Who are you going to be voting for?
Biden.
And then Victor?
I'm with her.
Oh, Biden, okay.
Trump.
Eric, Trump?
Biden.
Biden?
Trump.
Okay, we're an even split, which I didn't see that coming. So do you think there's going to be a big shift, any sort of change?
I think it's going to be a big shift.
Me too.
Big shift?
Yes.
Big really? Shift. Okay.
For me, I've always been a Democrat. And it's like, for the most part with the Democratic Party, they always make a bunch of promises that they can't deliver.
You know, they use the issues of the African-American community as a soapbox to stand on and make promises, you know, just to get us to come out and vote. And then once we vote and everyone's in place, it's like, well, what happened?
Would you say it's anything like somebody's in your DM and they're really laying it down to take you over here? Girl, I'll take you to the top. You know what I mean? And then you finally go on the date and it's Burger King.
Or you get catfished.
If the polls are right and Trump is going up with black voters, what changed?
I wish I knew. I am not a huge fan of Trump. He don't respect the black person.
And Biden does? Has Biden issued an apology for the things that he's been caught saying?
He said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
You're not black.
What is that?
They have both said things that were questionable and unsavory.
Yes.
But when you start looking at facts, it's like, Biden, you done dropped the ball, brother.
Okay, so some black voters feel let down by Democrats. But I wasn't sure if they knew about how Trump likened himself to black Americans. So I showed them some footage of Trump at the Black Conservative Federation gala.
I'm being indicted for you, the black population.
I want to play a little game, all right? Now, the game is going to be either fist or finger, right?
What?
If you like what's happening, you're going to put up your black fist. Now, if you don't like what's happening, there's a finger. Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
Good. These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones, you see? That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come.
You gotta hit it. I have dark humor.
That's the problem. It's sound bites in the media.
I'll play the next clip for you real quick.
Black conservatives understand better than most that some of the greatest evils in our nation's history have come from corrupt systems that try to target and subjugate others. You understand that. I think that's why the black people are so much on my side now, because they see what's happening to me happens to them.
He had me at the first question. I mean, the first thing.
He messed up.
And then he messed up at the end.
Yeah, how's that funny?
Okay.
It's true.
Can we get our signs up? So the same again. Okay. Let's go on to the next clip real quick.
But I got indicted for nothing, for something that is nothing. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's
well,
been pretty
are.
Amazing.
All right, so kind of still along the same party lines. Now, do you think Trump is being discriminated against?
Not at all. It's not one side. It's the legal system. No matter who you are, if you do these things, you get charged for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There are two systems of justice.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get away with the same thing white folks get away with.
But with this different sort of accountability system, does it feel like Trump is bad at being white?
He
was 91.
I noticed how, when I was incarcerated, right, how the white incarcerated people seemed to be more angrier than the black incarcerated people.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is like the same thought pattern. This ain't supposed to happen to me. I'm not supposed to be indicted. People are not supposed to tell me I committed a crime because I am privileged.
Damn. I had no idea the appeal process for incarcerated white people was gaslight. But Trump is fighting close to 100 felony charges. How much of a criminal is too much of a criminal?
If more charges get racked up, maybe things that start to become a bit more egregious, is that going to start to weigh on whether or not you're going to change your vote?
No, you pay attention, you listen to the facts, yeah. not mm-hmm. the fluff, mm-hmm. and then you actually have to start doing some research to make sure that what's being presented to you mm-hmm. is actual facts.
Bingo. Okay.
And it takes some digging.
Okay, so mm-hmm. if you dug and you did your research and you found out what Josh just said was true, would that sway your vote?
Probably not.
I definitely, you know, did not sit down with this panel to change any minds, and I clearly have not.
Clearly.
So, yeah, I guess some black folks do with Trump. But was there anything I could get this panel to agree on?
Can we keep these? These are so useful in everyday life.
Yeah. I was thinking the same yeah. thing.
Okay, so let's analyze that. I'm sure everybody caught what really went on there. So they go get a real focus group. You can see that's who they picked out of the group. They had a whole bunch of other black folks watching the panel that had been part of the selection process. That's how focus groups work. You start with a larger group and then work down to who you're going to actually have as the panel on TV. They didn't show Biden saying blacks are super predators and need to all be put in jail. They didn't show all the outrageous stuff he said or did. They only cherry-picked stuff that they thought some black people may not like to then turn the group against Trump. But the people that liked Trump, half the black folks, they couldn't be turned, and the other people just didn't like Trump even more after that. And what did Trump say? That's what black folks have said in polls. We feel like we've been discriminated against by the criminal justice system. You can't deny in the past that they've written laws for black people, like the crack laws that Joe Biden helped write. Whereas crack was mainly used by blacks on average in the 80s. And whites, if you got caught with pure cocaine that could make, you know, 100 rocks, you might get a year in jail. But if you got caught with one rock, you'd get 5 years in jail. So how is 100 rocks not as bad as one rock? Well, because the white people were snorting it. They weren't smoking it. And who created the crack recipe? Who put it on the streets? The CIA. That's been declassified. They've had a congressional hearing. So, yeah, that stuff's gone on. And it's the same deep state. Democrats running it. Republicans have been involved. Like Herbert Walker Bush was definitely involved in actually shipping it in. So I'm not saying it's just a Democrat thing. But the Democrats are the party of the KKK. They are the party of Jim Crow. They are the party of segregation. They are the party that did all this. It was Charlton Heston and Richard Nixon, when he was a senator and then a vice president, that traveled around the country to get the Civil Rights Act passed. The Republicans did that. But it has been a victory of the media that the average white person or black person, doesn't matter, actually thinks the Democrats got the civil rights stuff through. Martin Luther King was a Republican. But again, they've done a really good job of keeping that truth for people. But now black folks, and not just black folks, a lot of people are rediscovering that. I'm going to shift gears now into the campaign itself and the big developments there and the incredible Democrat response to the SAVE Act, saying, yeah, you got to show an ID you're a citizen to vote. Democrats have gone from nobody's voting illegal to hell yeah, illegals are voting. You better let them. We've got some of the congressional.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case, but it's really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy, it's like a cadet they ever seen. A man so hard as brains bleed eyes. When he speaks, he never said it twice. They call him judge, his master is dread. So break the law and you wind up dead. Truth and justice, what he's fighting for. Don't trust the man, he is alive. Rocket!
I want to cover the waterfront now in the election for the rest of the hour. Then I'll get into World War III developments that are massive. Start of the next hour, then open the phones up, then we'll cover all the other news as well. Now, I've been focusing in on black Americans a little bit today. I want to finish up on that and move the rest of the election. Because, look, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown. If you're an American citizen and you pay taxes and you work in the system, bringing in, it's like 50 million illegal aliens the last 15 years, okay? It's 20-something million. It's not 11, 12 million since O'Biden stole the election 3.5 years ago. And they are fast-tracking them to Social Security cards. They are fast-tracking them to be able to vote. It's all admitted now after all the denials. In fact, that's the compilation we should put together of the last few years of Democrats first denying the border's broken, then saying it's not a problem, then saying it's Trump's fault, then saying illegals aren't voting, and then you can just flip to them now saying, of course illegals are voting, don't be racist. And in blue cities all over the country, illegal aliens are being made police officers in New Mexico, in Washington State, in California, in Illinois. And the Democrats say they're going to make them the main military force. And it's not that I hate people wanting to come here, predominantly Latin Americans. It's that they're coming from socialist and communist countries, and they are being put on a government, deep state, Democratic Party titty. The minute they get here, it's shoved in their mouth. And they are being enrolled into the system and being told, here's your voter registration card. It's in the news. I'm going to cover it in a moment. So it is so seismic to have them go from denying this all these years. In fact, I made that compilation too complex. And not that McBreen can't do it. He's super complex. It'll take too long. I know McBreen's listening. Hey, McBreen, just because I want it today, just get 5 clips of Democrats saying no illegals are voting. Just 5. And then I'm about to play 8 clips here. They're on the computer list. So you can get today's list, McBreen, Darren. And just add quick clips of the Democrats saying, of course illegals can vote. I just want Democrats saying, no illegals are voting. It's insane. You're racist. No one's doing this too. Of course we are. I mean, that is amazing. So you got 50 million illegals in this country. And most of them don't even pay taxes. And they go out and they work. And there's all these Americans that want jobs, but as Ross Perot warned, you bring a giant third world population in, they will lower the wages, and you have inflation on top of that. That is incredibly destructive. So the illegals are not making this country stronger. They're making it weaker. And black folks can specifically see they're losing their jobs or getting their hours cut. And like take Chicago and a bunch of other examples. We could play the newscast we have where they'll just announce, sorry, no more after-school programs at the elementary, middle school, and high school for kids. We're going to house illegal aliens in the gymnasiums now. And you see the black parents at the school board saying, listen, me and my husband work 2 jobs. We don't get home most nights till 8 o'clock. My son, my daughter are at the school playing basketball or in track or in wrestling or in other events or in a library club, and they're doing great and they're safe. In our neighborhoods are dangerous. We pick them up at 7 o'clock at night. You cannot do this. And Chicago is just the best example. You can type in Chicago closes after school programs to make room for migrants. And they just say, you know, go home at 3:30 and get shot in the street by a gangbanger. So for any disadvantaged community, but particularly black folks, and poor Hispanics and poor black folks, you take away their after-school programs, you have just devastated those families, and you have stuck their children on the way home and before their parents get home with the gangbangers. And let's make no mistake, because I've been around the block. I've been around the country. The black folks at work, and that's the majority of them, are working 2-3 jobs like other hard workers. And they're not getting home till 7 or 8 at night. And they're working on Saturday. And just try to pay their bills. And you bring in all these illegals, it is devastating. And then you give them all of this free stuff, way more than citizens get. It bankrupts the country. That is the plan. And then you exempt the illegal aliens from shots that you try to force other Americans of every color to do. think about how the illegal aliens are exempt from the pressure. They're still firing police in New York that don't take the shot. There it is. Chicago shelters will start evicting migrants after 60-day rule goes into effect. Now where are they going to go? And I've got newscasts from around the country where just all of a sudden thousands of illegal aliens just show up in small towns and they don't even know how to speak English. There's no infrastructure for them. They don't know what to do. So let's air this clip on Charlemagne's show. He's got a doctor on there, a black doctor explaining it to him. Here it is.
Whenever you talk about what the black activists in Chicago are going through, or whenever you talk about what black people here in New York are complaining about, they'll say, that's MAGA messaging. How is it MAGA messaging?
It's not MAGA from black messaging. People? Listen, the bottom line is when Joe Biden got elected, he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship. Black people completely ignored it. I spoke on it. I said, do you know why he want to fast track 4 million? Because he know he's not going to do nothing for us. We ain't going to be motivated to vote for him November. So what he's going to do is have these migrants already set up with citizenship so they can replace the black vote that he loses. The migrants are being put in our communities on purpose, New York and Chicago on purpose, because they are what? The two blackest cities in America. They're the two largest cities in America. They're the two most politically conscious black communities in America. So if we can wash out the black with the brown in New York, if we can wash out the black with the brown in Chicago, Philly don't stand a chance. Atlanta don't stand a chance. L.A., Houston, Dallas, Detroit, Chicago don't stand a chance. The migrants are here for three reasons. Replace us at the polls. Replace us at the low-end industry jobs, right? See, when Donald Trump said during the debate that Joe Biden is taking black jobs and giving them to migrants, he was correct, although he didn't say it because he cared about us, but he's right. When people say, what do you mean by black jobs? Get out your bougie feelings and deal with the reality. One third of black men have a felony. So there's a lot of jobs they will never qualify for. They are mostly what? Essential workers, warehouse, trucking, security. And a lot of those jobs are going to who? The migrants. So that's what he meant by black jobs. We got to stop being so sensitive and look at the reality of it. I was reading a report the other day. They said the Latinos taking over the construction jobs. They taking them over. And the low industry work, like your gardening, your landscaping, completely taking it over.
I love how he's got to throw in, though, Trump doesn't care about the black people. So he stands up for everybody, including you, and then he didn't do it because he cares. Trump has always cared about workers. He cares about prosperity. His businesses are hospitality. That's just wrong. Somebody stands up for you, and then you just throw a little thing in about, well, you know, I'm not really defending Trump, even though, you know, he's standing up to this. That's wrong. It needs to stop. Here's another clip before I get to the huge news. This is West African illegals. See, I don't care if you're white, brown, or black being brought in by the left. They're there to take everybody's jobs. So here is West African illegals invade Cincinnati. We don't know where they're from. We don't know how to communicate with them. This is Local Fox.
We just had 1,000 Africans show up in the community.
Mauritanians from West Africa finding their way to Cincinnati, piling in here.
But 100 came to our doors last Friday, and we're wiped out of food.
It was a laborious process to help.
We don't know where they're from. We don't know how to communicate with them. And it created quite an issue for us.
This population is finding its way to Cincinnati from a new route posted on TikTok and WhatsApp. An immigration loophole in Nicaragua allows relaxed entry requirements and makes a low-cost visa available for purchase without proof of onward travel.
Because they're smuggled illegally. So they're illegal from that country to the U.S. southern border. They travel all the way. They go into Turkey, then Colombia or El Salvador or Nicaragua, you name it. Then they make their way to our southern border. And then after crossing into the U.S. seeking asylum, they are settling in Lachlan.
And it's all paid for by the State Department and U.N. money. They give them debit cards. And I look at the numbers. If you think black folks and white folks, working folks, aren't having problems with illegal aliens from Latin America, they get along compared to the African migrants, as they call them, who show up with no education, no nothing, no American culture. And where do they go? Right into the black community. And the black people are like sitting there trying to work, trying to live, trying to take care of their kids. And they already got gangbangers and criminals and defunding the police and all the rest of it. And now thousands of Africans just show up and people are like, what the hell is this? What are we supposed to do with these people? I don't care if you're black or white. This never really happened to me, but I know other people it's happened to, where your 20-year-old kid won't move out, won't get a job. Well, just a man, I don't care if it's white or black. You're just sitting in your neighborhood and these people just get dropped in the middle of it and you're supposed to take care of them. And like, what are we going to do with these people? This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, if I lived in, you know, in some small town or even some big city, and it's nothing but white people, let's just say, and all of a sudden, 1,000 white people show up from some other country, don't even speak English, don't have jobs, and are wandering around, I'm going to say, what the hell is this? So, and I get it. Black folks get upset when all of a sudden a bunch of rich Californian white people move into their neighborhood, say in East Austin. Not fancy, but nice, pretty trees, nice little houses, been there forever, got good jobs, living good. All of a sudden, all these rich whites show up, buy the property, make it three times more expensive, push the blacks out. That's called gentrification. Well, this is even worse than gentrification, because at least, okay, you're getting pushed out, you got your house, you've lived in for three generations, but at least you can sell it and get some money and move somewhere else. But poorer people show up in your neighborhood, and they drive it even down even more, now you're completely screwed. So I've been explaining this, but listeners don't need me to explain this. People are living this, ladies and gentlemen. We're all experiencing this, and this is meant to destabilize via Cloward and Piven. Look up that term, Cloward and Piven strategy, to destroy this country, and it's the same thing's being done all over the world. All right, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of these. We won't be able to get to them all, but they are incredible. Now, for new listeners, or even regular listeners, even myself, I'm trying to even get this straight in my head, this level of gaslighting. You've heard for decades illegals aren't voting as Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities, over 1,000 cities and towns, plus. I say that because it was 800 a decade ago. It was 1,200 a year ago. I don't know. It's over 1,200 cities and towns. All the major cities are sanctuary cities. Whether you're in Utah or whether you're in New York, whether you're in Texas or whether you're in Florida, every damn city's Democrat run. And the illegal aliens get there and they're above the law and they commit rapes and robberies and murders and they're let out of jail. I've got so many articles a day I see I can't even keep track of it. Deported 5-6 times, rape, armed robbery. Then they murder some 5-year-old kid, rape them to death. I mean, this is crazy. Because the world is dumping its criminals on us. That is a weapon system. That's an attack. And then suddenly the Democrats are like, we're not going to let you pass the SAVE Act. And even if you pass it, Biden's going to veto it. That you've got to show an ID when you vote? You're supposed to show a vaccine passport to go to the Walmart. That's unconstitutional. You're supposed to show all your ID to fly on a plane. The illegals are just, we've shown you hundreds of videos. They just load them right on, no ID needed. This is all an attack on citizens of this country. We have to stop calling ourselves black or white, but Americans, and come together and defend ourselves. And that's what Trump's trying to do. So here's Representative Summer Lee, Democrat of PA, says that requiring only American citizens vote is a xenophobic attack. And then we'll go to the next clip. Representative Terry Sewell, Democrat, Alabama, says the bill requiring only citizens to vote is dangerous, anti-democratic bill that has no place on the floor. No, letting illegals come in and illegally vote and displace citizens is dangerous. Representative Joseph Morrell, Democrat, New York, wait till you see what he says. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat, New York, says you can't only let Americans vote. You got to let the illegals vote. So on a dime, Representative Danielle Ramirez, same crap. They're all reading the same script. I mean, wait a minute. Trump got indicted in Georgia for saying he knew illegals voted, which he had the intel and was true, and they used illegals voting in the names of dead people. Now they just vote. And they indicted him for saying that. If he was wrong, he has a right to say it. But he was right. They indicted him for saying this, and now they just flipped and said, well, damn right they're going to vote, and you ain't going to stop them. The feds put out an announcement, the Justice Department yesterday, saying we're not going to charge any illegal that votes if they believe they were allowed to. Well, they're being told they're supposed to as part of being able to stay here. That's why Biden put out their immigration hearings 5 to 7 years. But they're watched by the Democratic handlers and these law firms. If they don't do what they're told, donate where they're told, let them suck off of them because they get part of their paycheck. They don't become Democrat Party operatives. They then get deported. That's the power the deep state has over them. It's the same thing in Europe. So just play these clips back to back. Here it is.
Hypotheticals. It is under attack right now, right here with this very bill. Republicans want to throw up barriers because when people vote, they lose. Let me be clear. They don't want you to vote. They don't want to hear black voices, brown voices, LGBTQIA voices, young voices. Our fundamental access to our democracy is being politicized. And this xenophobic attack that we're debating today will make it harder for Americans to vote. My Republican colleagues will claim that requiring IDs is a small ask, but nearly 30 million people lack a valid driver's license. And about 15 to 18 million adults don't have access to documents proving their birth or citizenship. Americans don't need more obstacles. It's already hard enough. That's why I'm proud.
And to advance it, John Lewis didn't give up, and neither will we. Mr. Speaker, House Republican so-called SAVE Act is a dangerous anti-democratic bill that has no place on this floor. It is for that reason that at the appropriate time, I will be offering a motion to recommit this bill back to the committee. I urge my colleagues to join me in supporting the motion to recommit. Thank you, and I yield back the balance of my time.
Mr. Speaker, may I make an inquiry as to the amount of time we have remaining on our side? For Republicans is for them to lay the groundwork to undermine the outcome of the presidential election just as they did 4 years ago, just as they will again and again until they realize either the futility of this exercise or the Republic crumbles. I pray for the former. Democrats.
Only citizens can vote for the United States Senate. Only citizens can vote for the presidency of the United States. So this extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression bill is not designed to solve any problem on behalf of the American people. It is designed to jam people up and prevent Americans from voting. The extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression
to investigate claims of voter fraud by non-citizens was disbanded without identifying one single case. If we believe in the power of democracy, we should reject discriminatory rules rooted in fear and division and instead increase protections and expand access. This bill, they call it the SAVE Act. It should be called the Don't Let Americans Act. Don't Let Americans Vote Act. And so I rise here opposing and asking my colleagues to vote no on this bill. I yield.
This bill is essentially a poll tax. Because I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it, unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, and then it's an unfunded mandate. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax, and we should vote against it.
Yeah, right. You can look at the news everywhere. Now they're like, let illegals vote. Hire illegals as police. It's happening. And they admit. Hell, I played the clips here of Democrats on TV. Hell, AOC said it a month ago. We have to get more illegals in because that's going to get us more congressional seats. Because even if they don't vote, they then do a census and they count that for the population so those Democrat jurisdictions get more congressional seats. And that's the fraud right there on its face. They're hiring illegal aliens as police officers, and they're hiring them admitting that their shortfalls in recruiting after they purge the military will be filled with illegal aliens. But in New York, they know what's going on. AOC gets heckled everywhere at town halls, people saying all you care about is illegal aliens, and they're using them as well. All right. We're going to start the next hour, get into the World War III news. It's the biggest yet. We've got more on politics as well. Report Convicted felon Hunter Biden is now Joe Biden's acting chief of staff. Even NBC News is reporting that, which he is. Michael Douglas pushed Biden sharp as a tack just a month ago. Now says he's deeply concerned. Michael Douglas, what a joke. Just like George Clooney. Who cares about what George Clooney says? In New Ocean's 14, listen to this movie, George Clooney pulls off 30 million heists by tricking people into giving money to a political politician before revealing he's demented. They love to rub our noses in it. What an incredible time to be alive. That's all coming up next hour. Oh, it's now breaking in major respected studies. COVID shots trigger hepatitis. That's what they call it when your liver gets eaten. Just another name for it. Big stack of news on that front. City of Sacramento threatens to fine Target stores for calling cops on shoplifters. That's all coming up. And I'm going to open the phones up next hour, ladies and gentlemen, ahead of a special guest in the third hour today. Please remember, I can't fight the globalists without your support, so we make it easy. We bring you products that are great, that are amazing, that enrich your life, that do incredible things, show you love them, and you reorder them. We want a relationship with you. Our great sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com. All the Nano Silver products, Super Blue, fluoride-free Nano Silver toothpaste with the iodine and the tea tree and all the other organic oils like peppermint. It's all available. Fiber greens, the concentrated sprouts that do incredible things for your whole body and immune system. Next Level Foundational Energy, selling out quickly. The organic multivitamin, whole food vitamin, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain, the Cobbage Chill. These are all game-changing products. Go peruse them and check them out at drjonesnaturals.com. And then we have the Spirit of 1776 sale going at InfoWarsStore.com that funds this operation. Amazing products. They're all there. Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood and does so much more. Highest quality fish oil, ultimate fish oil, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats, selling out quickly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It'll be sold out in days. All discounted up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call InfoWarsStore toll free at 888-253-3139. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com. And drjonesnaturals.com. So you ask how you can help? Go to drjonesnaturals.com. They're great products. You're going to love them. You want to help? Please help. I need your help. I'm asking for your help. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Please take action. drjonesnaturals.com. Just one word. drjonesnaturals.com or infowarstore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
That the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote.
Four more years.
Four more years.